This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Page 3, page 4, depends on what hour you are with us. I do know today is Tuesday, the 4th of September, and as I've said any number of times, under the circumstances, it always feels when there's a Monday holiday like Labor Day this week, that Tuesday feels like Monday, and then it's a short week, and people say, oh, isn't that wonderful? We don't have to go to work. And I think to myself, if it wasn't for work, not that it ought to define you, but there's such a thing as productivity and being focused on something. And so I say nix nay to those who don't like their jobs and don't want to go back to work. Let's go. Jennifer, you ready to go to work? Jennifer Horn, Victoria
ready.
Keelan. Ready. Okay. So what do we have cooking? This is the week that is, opposed to the week that was.
The big story of the week will no doubt be about the confirmation hearing of Judge Brett Kavanaugh, who is looking to become confirmed on the Supreme Court to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. And he's very qualified. But there have been, because he is so qualified and because his career is so long and expansive, there are many pieces of paper for people to kind of pilfer through, right? And so there have been 10 years of decisions that lawmakers have had a chance to look for. One of the controversies, however, is that Judge Kavanaugh worked for the Bush administration, and just last night, the Bush administration released like 42,000 documents related to Judge Kavanaugh.
It still is the Bush administration?
Well, the Bush attorneys, I guess, would be the proper way to put it.
They still get paid by George
Bush? White House archives or something.
Archives. They have control over the documents. They released them last night. Chuck Schumer, who's the head of the Democrats, the minority party in the Senate, has said that he wants to see a delay in these hearings because of those documents just being released. That's not going to happen, but the Democrats are looking for a way to try to stop, to put the brakes on this Kavanaugh nomination till after the midterms. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Republicans have all they need to get Kavanaugh confirmed. Watch today and watch this week in the hearings Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, who have not come out in full support of Kavanaugh yet. Susan Collins seems likely to support him, said that she feels he is a believer in settled law. And Murkowski is still kind of up on the fence. You'll see also some Democrats in the focus. Joe Donnelly from Indiana, Heidi Heitkamp will be up there. Joe Manchin, who are Democrats in red states, along with Doug Jones, who's a new senator in Alabama, who might also be coerced into supporting a Kavanaugh vote. But you'll have a lot of Democrats like Cory Booker, like Kamala Harris, like Dianne Feinstein. The first two want to run for president in 2020. Dianne Feinstein wants to win re-election handily in the state of California, as she is up this year. They're going to be giving it to him. They're going to be giving him the what for about his history and specifically how he feels about women's reproductive rights, Roe versus Wade, and how he feels about the Mueller investigation.
He's already made it clear.
He hasn't made it clear in a public forum.
Yes, he has. Roe v. Wade, he's made it very public. Very public. That he says this is
well,
issue
he's told,
settled.
No, he's. I haven't seen that. He's told Susan where.
We talked about it on the air last week.
He's told Susan Collins. She reported that he said it was settled law, but that was from her mouth. That wasn't him saying in front of a committee.
I know, but Victoria, how much of that stuff do we need to hear?
This is very important, Doug, to women.
I think it's settled. I think that there's such a thing as overdoing it. I am the number one supporter of Roe v. Wade and think it will never. It's the third rail. It's just like Social Security. You're never, ever going to get rid of it.
I hope you're right, there would be an
absolute revolution, and I'd lead it in this country if that kind of stuff took place. I think it becomes a red herring when there are so many other issues I know it's important to women, but I think it may be the most important thing. If my daughter and I were having this conversation, it would be the same as you and me having this conversation. And men certainly don't get it. I get that, but men don't get
Some men do. Some men
yeah.
do.
Well, I think I get it.
Some men get it. You
and
get
I'm
it.
Very
right.
supportive. But I think there are other issues here. But I think there's a smokescreen. Just because he's nominated by Trump doesn't mean he's a bad guy. And I don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy. But this God-blessed political, everybody who's attacked with an R.
The question is he qualified or not?
The answer
and
is yes.
And that's what they have to... Yes, and the answer
yeah.
is yes. And
yeah.
so that's what's going to be really hard for Democrats, is I believe the majority of people will see that he is qualified to do this. And you're going to hear a lot about the Ginsburg standard this week, which is sort of in the weeds, and that's why I thought I'd bring it up. The Ginsburg standard, there's a big article in the Wall Street
Bruce
Journal
Bader
about
Ginsburg.
It, actually, this morning.
Yeah,
yeah. And she explained when she was being confirmed back in 1993 that a judge sworn to decide impartially can offer no forecast. So there is a lot of predictions happening that Judge Kavanaugh will stick to her standard, saying, I cannot foresee, I cannot predict what will be happening here, and no nominee for the Supreme Court should. So
yeah.
I think you're going to hear a lot of evasive answers from Kavanaugh, because you're going to have a lot of senators, especially on the Democratic side, who are going to be hammering him for more specifics on Roe v. Wade, and of course, the Mueller probe, which is a huge thing. Does he think a sitting president can be indicted? Does he think a sitting president can be subpoenaed? These are all questions that he's going to be peppered with during the next couple of days. But it starts with opening statements from all the senators. That's where you see who wants to run for president, if you're watching this for sport.
But under the circumstances, I really want to find out more. I don't know that much about the guy. And there are questions. And the peppering of questions for political advantage rather than to really get to the heart and soul of what this person is all about. If that's your goal, if you think that he may or may not be qualified for certain reasons, are we ever even going to get to that? Instead, these grandstanding phonies are going to be up there waving around whatever it is that they get from whoever they get it from. And we once again lose an opportunity as the public to see and to peer into a situation or a person who will have a very important impact on our country, as do the other members of the Supreme
Court.
For
a lot of years to come.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
right, this guy's 50-something, right? How old is this
yeah.
guy? 50-something.
Yeah. Yeah. So the questions are important. I know that there is grandstanding. Obviously, that happens all the time. But there are important questions. And he in the past has been, I think, and Jen, correct me if I'm wrong, I think he's been against a sitting president being indicted. Is that correct?
He wrote an article about it, and he's kind of in the same school of thought as Alan Dershowitz and some of these others that think you have to wait till a president is out of office, whether
right.
that is impeached or resigned mm-hmm. or just termed out, before you can indict them.
So I'm sure that's going to come up. That'll be a question that a lot mm-hmm. of people will have for him.
All right, well,
I think as long as he sticks
out.
To the Constitution, he's going to be fine, and that's the thing that will protect him probably in all of this. So
which
it'll be interesting, though, to see... Well, the one that I follow.
Oh. What about the new one?
The new one? No, I believe it's the Constitution is the Constitution.
Really? You don't think we should revive it, update it?
Nope.
Constitutional Convention. Really?
It's not a living, breathing document. It's
some stuff
a document.
Yeah, but some stuff I think should be updated. It just doesn't apply anymore.
Me too. I think that too. However, we'll leave it to the judgment of people who are far smarter than we are. These things. Maybe. Maybe, maybe not. All right, 15 past the hour. Here's something that's really smart. Saving money on your bedding, on your pillows, on your mattress, all the good stuff that's at MyPillow.com. Guaranteed everything. Everything in the store. Everything on the web. When I say store, I'm talking about the web because that's their virtual store. They don't actually have a store. Although you can get MyPillows in stores. You can't get them for the prices you can if you use the DJV code on your visit to MyPillow.com. For example, this week you can save 55% on two premium plus pillows. This is the not their sitting up. Get those peas out of your mouth, please, Doug. Premium pillows are one thing. Premium plus pillows are even better. So if you're looking for the best of the best to get the best rest possible, go to MyPillow.com and get the four-pack for 50% off. The two premium plus pillows you get for 55%. And you'll find all kinds of deals. You got to use the promo code DJV, though, when you're buying whatever it is, the bed toppers, the pillowcases, the mattresses, the sheets, all of this stuff. They have fabulous things. And by the way, they'll set you up with a payment plan if you spend more than $200. So that's a good deal, too. Where else are you going to buy sheets and pillowcases and mattresses and that sort of thing and get it financed? All are made in the USA, backed by a 10-year warranty and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. You like it or you send it back in 2 months. That's it. MyPillow.com, savings and quality products. Use the promo code DJV for all the savings. Get the MyPillow products for a better night's rest at MyPillow.com.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. In many ways, business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals available now at Staples. Like this week, buy one ream of Staples brand copy paper and get a second one absolutely free. Make back-to-school your business right now at your local Staples store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/8/18. In-store only.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed, now only $899, plus special financing available, ends Sunday. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
My heavens. Have you seen the video that was released, the police video showing this woman leading police on a high-speed chase, 100 miles an hour? Her name is Caitlin Rodriguez, driving a Mercedes SUV. She had outstanding warrants against her, and when she was stopped because there was something wrong with the car, the police said, oh, look at all these things that we've got you, and she takes off and drives 100 miles an hour down streets. You know, we're not talking about on the highway. We're talking about going down the streets in a community. She crashes the vehicle into a flatbed at an intersection. She gets out of the car, and then you realize, because she grabs a car seat, there's a baby in the back seat of the car. And she runs through the traffic carrying this baby. 29 years old. Got a baby in the back of the car, all kinds of warrants outstanding against her, and she takes off. They actually were trying to stop her because she was driving so fast by throwing nails on the road. That didn't work. But if you see the video, and then she takes the baby and tries to carjack another car to run away from the police. This all while carrying her baby.
I guess all
says people can't multitask.
I guess all we can say is thank God that, you know, she didn't get into a bad car crash with the baby in the car.
Yeah.
But
you know how they say,
do people come up with this stuff?
I know.
You look at pictures of people, they tell you a thousand words. Look at a picture of this woman and you kind of see what she's all about. You really, that picture is worth a thousand words. And being the selfish SOB that she is, or SO, whatever. 21 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Favorite David Bowie songs is Changes, Changes. And things are changing in the West End of London because there's a cocktail bar, Victoria, that's being named for Mr. Bowie. Cocktail bar named Ziggy's in honor of his much-loved persona, Ziggy Stardust. It's going to open on the 20th of this month at the Hotel Café Royal. A bar features a number of drinks inspired by his 1972 album, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. That's pretty interesting. This bar has significance when it comes to Ziggy Stardust. It was there in July of 73 that Bowie threw a now legendary Last Supper to retire his alter ego. The party was attended by Lou Reed, Mick Jagger, Paul McCartney, Barbara Streisand. That's an interesting lineup, huh?
That's a
really interesting lineup.
Talk about a weird guest list.
So the bar is going to be decorated with both pictures from that night, taken by the music photographer Mick Rock. He's got a special Bowie jukebox as well. So
I would love to go see this.
Yeah, it would be fun. I would. I'm with you.
Because it's not going to be cheesy. It's actually going to be cool, which is very rare when you do a themed kind of bar. But I think this would be worth visiting for sure.
Yeah. I'm like on the same page with you, baby. Okay. All right, up next, Queen and Adam Lambert opening up their Las Vegas residency. It's a three-week deal. Started last weekend with a set list packed with classics from their career and a cover of Elvis's Heartbreak Hotel. This is called the Crown Jewel. So what jewels are they going to present? What do you know about this residency and their music?
It's a short residency. It's only 3 weeks, they are on tour. They've been touring for a while. And so essentially Adam Lambert became their new lead singer because there's no one else who can hit the notes that Freddie Mercury hit. So Adam Lambert came along and they just decided, okay, it's worth going on tour with this guy because we can actually do all of our songs, all of our greatest hits that they just couldn't do without Freddie. So it's interesting. Brian May, who's the guitar player for Queen and one of the founding members, he gave an interview with press ahead of the residency opening. And he made kind of an interesting statement. He said that Freddie Mercury would both love and hate Adam Lambert. He said he would love him as a person, but he would also hate him a little bit because he would be jealous of the range that Adam has. And he called it a gift from God. He said it's a voice in a billion. He said no one I've ever worked with has that range. And he said I've seen Adam develop just like I watched Freddie develop. So in 2004, they had Paul Rogers kind of singing some of the songs. It just didn't really work that well, and so when they saw him on America, when they saw Adam Lambert on American Idol, they sang a song with him for the finale. Adam actually didn't even win American Idol; he was in, came in second place. But they just couldn't; they were blown away by his voice, and so they hired him. We actually have audio of that performance.
I wonder why they didn't use him to star as Freddie Mercury in the movie that's coming out.
Well, that's a good question because, and Adam answered it. He said, I don't look like Freddie, I don't act like Freddie, I don't sing like Freddie. So he said it really wouldn't have been good casting at all. He said it would have definitely been better to have Rami Malek.
All right, well, so that settles that.
Yeah.
That was my first thought. I haven't seen a picture of him, but my first thought was, if you're really going to duplicate or try to Freddie Mercury, although I've seen the trailer for that movie, and he does...
Looks good.
He does. And he looks like he does the job. I don't know whether they can sing or not. They have probably lip-synced a lot of the singing.
I think they use Freddie's actual voice.
Yes, I think I heard that too, yeah.
You have
All right, so that's the latest on that Vegas residency with Adam Lambert and Queen here on the DJV Show at 28 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. I spent the best part of a week test driving Chevrolet's new Silverado in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The team has set their sights on more, adding more features and capability. With the biggest bed in class, thanks to some creative construction, the Silverado has some outstanding features like segment-only electronic up and down tailgate that is controlled from the key fob. It also has an electronic step that rotates to the rear so you can step into the bed. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, at toploss.com or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Gordon heading for the northern Gulf Coast and now expected to make landfall tonight as a hurricane. Dave Roberts of the National Hurricane Center says it's moving pretty quickly.
System is still moving toward the west-northwest, about 17 miles per hour, pretty decent clip. Now we should see some decrease in forward speed over the next few days.
With Gordon expected to strengthen, they've already issued a hurricane warning from the Alabama-Florida border to the Louisiana-Mississippi border. The Senate Judiciary Committee will today start taking up the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh, and the hearings are expected to run all this week. President Trump nominated Kavanaugh to replace retired Justice Anthony Kennedy, who was often a swing vote on the closely divided High Court. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Let's get back to the action here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen to bring you up to date on some more information that you may not have in the front of your cerebellum, or is it cerebrum? What part of your head is knowledge in? Cerebellum? Or that sounds like somebody you could dance with, right? Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you cerebellum. All right, Victoria, please, answers. No question.
I do not know the answer to that.
All right, I have another question for you.
Yes.
Ready?
Ready.
Please, can you tell us about Gordon and what the hurricane named Gordon is doing at the moment?
Well, it's still technically a tropical storm. It is heading right for the Gulf Coast. It's expected to make landfall as a hurricane, so it is increasing in...
Landfall probably is landfill. That's how you fill. We put the rubbish.
Right.
Okay.
What did I say? Landfall?
You said landfill. It's okay.
My brain doesn't really work right now.
Listen, we knew what you were talking about. We got it.
I hate landfills, by the way. Maybe that's on my brain. so anyway, so yeah, so this is going to be a big storm, and by the time it does hit land, it will be a hurricane, and schools are closing, and state emergencies have been declared, and heavy rains and high winds and storm surge and all of that stuff is included in this. The Mississippi governor, Phil Bryant, tweeted, "Please stay weather aware. I've already declared a state of emergency in advance of the storm, and they are making state resources and personnel available to affected areas." And the National Hurricane Center has actually called Gordon life-threatening and warned that on top of all of this, this is bad, tornadoes are actually possible because of this storm. So hurricanes and tornadoes together is not something you really hear all that often, but they say in Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle that the hurricane warning has now stretched into separate tornado warnings. So
well,
they say
the hurricanes
dump 4 to 8 inches of rain.
Right. Depending on the temperature of the water, depending on what's going on in the atmosphere, the pressure high or low, tornadoes can come out of hurricanes. They can just spawn and go off on their own. But it's usually, it doesn't happen up north much because the pressure, the humidity, in other words, is not as bad, although it's been pretty bad this summer.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of humidity. Well, you are in Jersey and where Cary is in Washington. There's always humidity in Washington. Really gets sticky there. And it's been pretty humid here as well. Speaking of New Jersey, let's have a round of applause for a lady who is yet to be identified, who spent $10 in a casino and walked out with $2,481,940 as a result. She's from Hawthorne, New Jersey. She had never been to a casino before. She'd never played with a slot machine before. She put her $10 in at Wheel of Fortune, got the double sapphire gold spin. This was at the Borgata Casino, Atlantic City. And she won the progressive jackpot.
I didn't think any of the casinos in Atlantic City had $2 million to give away. The city's bankrupt, so, good for her.
So there you go. Congratulations to her.
Do you lose half of that immediately in taxes?
Yes, pretty much. Well,
Before you leave the casino, probably, right?
Yeah, probably, yep. All right, we'll take this one's for you, and this one's for me. This one for you, this one for me. This one for you, this one for me. All right, you got to give Uncle Sam so he can waste more of your money. Help yourself. Around the nation, well, no, let's go around the world. The U.S. is cutting aid to Pakistan, accusing the country of not doing enough to fight terrorism, which I think is something that has some merit. $300 million was the last remaining part of an $800 million support fund from the Department of Defense. President criticized Pakistan, accusing the country of lying, supporting terrorism. There are lots of questions about the proximity. You know, Pakistan is next to Afghanistan, and where the Taliban is, and where some of these other... on the plane coming back to California Sunday night, I watched on box there, the magic box, the entertainment box, a three-part series done by National Geographic of our soldiers on duty in Afghanistan, what they've confronted, and actually also in Iraq, what they're dealing with now, and how much money we're spending. You have no idea, folks, no idea how much money is being spent in both Afghanistan and in Iraq to push away they call them the insurgents, Al-Qaeda, Daesh, all of these, Hezbollah? Not Hezbollah. What's the one that's in Africa? Anyway, all of these crazies.
There's too many.
Well, there are. And, you know, we give ourselves credit for fixing a problem, but we don't take the hit because we caused the problem. We always talk about going in there to help them rebuild and do all of this stuff. But in the case of Iraq, we made the mess. So, you know, the fact that they keep talking about the Iraqis are rebuilding their country and they're the leaders and all that other stuff, it's easy as hindsight to say that we destroyed the country. It was good to get rid of Saddam Hussein, that's for sure. But look at what it's cost us. It's cost us. Now, in the war effort was $3 trillion. We've spent another $3 to try to put Iraq back together and get rid of the problem created by the vacuum that we all talk about. So anyway, but I'm one who thinks we ought to be cutting aid to a lot of these countries because they're not really our friends. I don't know about the Pakistanis necessarily, but there's a lot of focus that ought to go to where our money goes in foreign aid. A lot of money. And most of us don't know it. Don't know where, you know, we have no idea. Theresa May says no to a second Brexit referendum. She says there will not be another referendum. The second referendum would be a gross betrayal of our democracy, she said. She will not compromise with the European Union during Brexit negotiations. Sounds like a page from the Trump playbook. There was a plan that was presented in July. 98-page white paper was published by the government getting in the face of those people who agreed to the Brexit plan. It addresses items including using a common rule book to allow the free trade of goods between the UK and the European Union, giving England more control of its border. See, that's really the nitty-gritty here. It isn't about the economics of trade. It's about the number of people who are ending up in England who basically are creating the same kind of problems there that we have with our illegal immigration here. Although England, London specifically, but some of the other major, not out in the country, there you never see, you literally never see black people in the countryside in England. I've been to England 100 times, and I've never seen a black person outside of a major city.
That's actually true. I never.
No, you don't. You look at me. Yeah, you don't. Uh-uh. And that's because they, for whatever the reason, there's no work, or I'm not sure. Now I think about it, how that is a function of reality there. But the people in the cities have lost jobs to a lot of folks that have come up from the Middle East. Now remember, England, the British Empire, had in its grasp a lot of countries like South Africa, countries that were a mostly black population, and those people could go wherever they wanted to in the British Empire. And so that's sort of what started all of this 150 years ago. But now, and people were used to living that way. I remember going into a chicken restaurant, and I'm trying to remember what the name of it was. It begins with an N, Nando's Chicken in London. And it happened that I was dating the woman whose husband and family ran the chicken joint. And
you were dating a woman who had a husband?
Yes.
So, it just sounded funny the way you said that very sort of casually.
Right,
I was dating a woman whose husband was running
the
chicken place.
Who is he, Miranda Lambert?
Yeah. No,
I know, right?
This woman was very interesting. I met her on a cruise. Her husband had his own life. She had her own life. And they stayed married because it was bad for the investments for them to separate. Mm. So I think they call it golden handcuffs. Anyway, she and her, they were all from South Africa. They had immigrated to London, and they started, he was in the, his business was the insurance. He was in the aftermarket car insurance business, had done very well. And so they had invested in a number of businesses, and one of them was to start this little chicken place. There was a fabulous, apparently, one of the people that worked for them on their farm in South Africa had created a chicken. It's kind of like the Colonel Sanders story. It was a chicken recipe that was so unique. If you've ever had Nando's chicken, you know what I'm talking about. They aren't in America, but they're all over Europe.
No,
now.
They are in America.
Are they in America?
Yeah, not everywhere, but we've got them all over Washington, D.C.
Oh, do you?
And Virginia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, wow, I've never heard of it.
That's this woman's husband's and the kid. The two sons actually started the business. The father gave them the money, they started the business. And they took this recipe from the lady who was their cook in South Africa.
I was going to say, was she Portuguese? Because that's interesting to me, because Nando's is Portuguese chicken and not South African.
She may have been. I don't remember. This is the 1980s, late 80s, early 90s, so I don't remember the nuance of it. But anyway, the point is that in London at that time, they were appealing to the black population with the chicken recipe, or the Portuguese, whatever it was. They did fabulously well because of the large black population, but most of the blacks at the time were from British Commonwealth countries. So they all kind of fit together. Now, the country's overrun with people, and they weren't Muslim either. They were mostly Catholic or Christian. Now the country's overrun with Muslims, and the Brits don't like it. And that was what the whole Brexit thing was all about. We want to keep those people who have free flow of wandering around Europe from coming into Britain because of the impact they've had on their society there. So, anyway, I don't know what eventually comes from this. I don't believe it's good for the Brits to be out of the European Union. I think it's bad for them, and I think they're going to figure that out if they haven't already started figuring it out, frankly.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
All right, one more item. While we're talking about Africa and being outside this country, Department of Defense says we're going to cut military operations in Africa. The proposal sees 1,200 special operation forces reduced, and mostly they have been training local troops there to deal with the threat of terrorism, what's gone on. What are the name of the ones in Somalia? Boko Haram, that was what it was called.
Oh, right, yep. They're the ones who stole all those girls.
Right, yep, yeah. Yeah, they are bad news, man. They are bad, bad news. And so, I kind of support going after those guys, but I don't know that there's much you can do because there's so many of them. It's just, unless you put troops everywhere. But that's something that is being looked at the moment. All right, a little bit of food news here. Salmonella, again, in the news. Salmonella, 17 people ill. One person actually died because of salmonella poisoning linked to kosher chicken. So the reason I bring this up is because it speaks to, and I know a lot of our Jewish friends are going to throw things at me for saying this, but, you know, the kosher symbol doesn't really mean anything. I remember when I was selling raw milk, I spoke to a local rabbi who was in charge of kosher definition, if you will, kosher labels being used on products. And he said to me, you pay me $5,000 and we'll certify anything you want. So this is an example. Chicken from the Empire Kosher brand investigated in New York, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia. Illnesses have been a problem for the last year or so, actually. And I don't know why it hasn't. If you look at their website, Empire Kosher, on the website, they say the CDC is not advising consumers avoid eating Empire brand chicken, and no products have been recalled or withdrawn from the marketplace. As with any poultry, when handled and prepared properly, including thoroughly cooking, as instructed, our products pose no risk. I happen to agree with that. Chicken has become as bad as meat and fish. You don't eat it raw. It's just bad. Chicken these days, like so many other things, don't eat it raw. That would
no one should ever eat raw chicken, ever.
Nothing, no.
I don't know
anyone
who does.
A devastating plant disease has been found in hundreds of residential citrus trees around Southern California. Andy Solomon speaks with an agriculture official about how homeowners can prevent the spread of this citrus tree disease.
Do you have a backyard citrus tree or know someone who does? It might be at risk of contracting a deadly disease. An invasive plant disease called Huanglongbing, or HLB, has been found in California citrus trees and is rapidly spreading. Victoria Hornbaker with the California Department of Food and Agriculture explains.
HLB kills all citrus trees it infects and has no cure. It's spread by a small pest called the Asian citrus psyllid as it feeds on the tree's leaves. Citrus tree owners can help prevent the spread of HLB by inspecting their trees and working with agricultural officials to check for signs of the pest and disease, and by not sharing citrus fruit with plant material still attached.
Hornbaker warns that HLB has wiped out Florida's backyard citrus trees in 80% of its commercial groves.
We have to prevent this from happening in California, where an estimated 60% of residents have citrus trees, and the citrus industry contributes $7 billion annually to the state's economy.
For more information on HLB and how you can protect California citrus, visit californiacitrusthreat.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation?
Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Home again, hurrah, hurrah. That's not what we are playing. It's movie music from Die Hard. Chuck Curry, our movie person, is here. So what's the significance of this? Is a different bit of music than we heard a couple of weeks
ago. That's actually music from Die Hard 3.
Ah,
okay. Die Hard with a Vengeance. I've done the other music so many times, I didn't want you to get mad at me. So I said, you know what?
I would
what?
Never get mad at you, Chucker.
Yeah, and I figured, yeah, you'll get mad at me. And I said, yeah, let me do music from Die Hard 3 and keep things fresh. Yeah, I thought of that
good.
All by myself.
Thank you. Good for you, Chucker. All right, so why?
Because yesterday they announced the title for the 6th Die Hard movie, which will go into production sometime in the next year. It's going to be McClane Die Hard 6. Bruce Willis is going to come back to play his role as Lieutenant John McClane in a movie that's going to be half prequel, half sequel. They're going to go with that idea. They're going to have a younger actor play John McClane in the storyline that will go past and present. Willis will play McClane in the present. So he'll have half the screen time. A younger actor will have half the screen time. I don't like that idea at all, I got to be honest. If you're going to have a Die Hard movie, just do the whole thing with Bruce Willis.
So they're trying to transfer the franchise
probably
to some unknown actor that won't work.
Yes.
It won't work. It doesn't. It
no,
won't
I
work.
Agree.
Yeah. What
no,
about Bedelia? Is she in it as McClane's wife still?
I heard in some interviews they're going to try to get her back and wrap up that. Because if you, I don't know if you know, if you follow the franchise, and in Die Hard 3 on, they're separated again.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not in Die Hard 3, 4, or 5. She's in 1 and 2.
No. All right, well, let's see how that plays out. Tell me something from, we're going to get to a movie, the box office totals for the weekend, but I want you to tell me, honestly, what you think of all of the continuing focus from the movie industry and television of NBC saying that they wouldn't run this Ronan Farrow interview on Harvey Weinstein because it wasn't fit to broadcast. Isn't that because of Weinstein's clause being into the management of NBC and NBC Universal?
I don't know the answer to that question, but they've obviously taken a lot of heat for not doing it, and most likely they covered something up.
NBC did.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, they didn't want to air it. They obviously didn't want to air it.
Yeah. No, they don't. But so, can you peddle it someplace else? Bring it somewhere else. And do the interview. I want to know what it says, don't you?
I do also. No, I don't know what was in the interview. I don't know exactly what it was, so I can't comment on that. But obviously, it should have been disclosed.
Yeah. All right. Chuckers got box office totals from the long holiday weekend. Let's find out how the movie you went to see fared right after this.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. In many ways, business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals available now at Staples. Like this week, buy one ream of Staples brand copy paper and get a second one absolutely free. Make back-to-school your business right now at your local Staples store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/8/18. In-store only.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
All right, Chuck Curry on the DJV program with the results of this past weekend. Any surprises, Chucker?
No, you know what the thing is? Only one new movie was released. It was called Searching, a small little thriller that came in number 4. But all these other movies, without much competition, held up really well. And that's really the way the industry should go. The studios should actually negotiate with each other to release a little bit less product. And I think the industry as a whole would be a lot better off, because it makes moviegoers choose what they want to see, and without being bombarded with 5 new releases a week, everything winds up making some money. Crazy Rich Asians placed number 1 for the 3rd straight weekend,
uh-huh.
$22 million. It's almost done $110 million in 3 weeks. Now, I haven't seen it as of yet, but my wife and daughter went to see it, and my wife came back and absolutely loved the film. She thought it was really good and actually would see it again. Number 2 is The Meg, 10.5, $120 million in 4 weeks. Mission Impossible Fallout, which is going on to be the highest grossing film in this franchise, $7 million, $204 million in 6 weeks, $680 million worldwide. Searching placed 4th, $6 million, and Operation Finale ran out the top 5, $6 million. Steve Guttenberg went on Twitter yesterday, Doug, and said that a new Police Academy movie is on the way.
What a... It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.